Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Firstborn Storm Team Chief Meteorologist Brad Panovich. Kind of a warm start to the day. We only dropped to 60 degrees this morning. And this afternoon, even though there's going to be a good mix of sun and clouds, enough sun's going to peek through with south winds that temperatures could easily get into the low and possibly mid-70s today. We've got kind of an interesting start to Thanksgiving week. We've got a stalled front to the west. And along that front, we're going to get little ripples of low pressure that are going to form. The first couple will bring some showers and thunderstorms, maybe even today, but the chance is pretty minimal, 20-30%. A little better chance on Tuesday, about 20%. It's Wednesday I'm a little concerned about because there's a big ripple of energy back in Texas that's going to rotate through early on Wednesday morning. This will likely produce a line of strong, possibly severe storms that could play havoc with travel. I'm not really worried right now we're going to see a repeat of anything like last week. This doesn't look like a tornado threat, though that is still an isolated possibility. The primary concern here is going to be straight line winds and the thunder and lightning, which will obviously cause delays at a lot of the airports in the southeast, especially Atlanta and Charlotte. Once these airports start getting backed up on Wednesday, this could be an issue. But the good news, if you like warm weather, temperatures over the next 3 days will easily be in the low to mid-70s, but things will cool down to more seasonable levels by Thanksgiving Day. We're looking at temperatures maybe about 58, 59 degrees. There's still a lot of details to be worked out in this forecast. Of course, I'll be tracking it throughout the week. I'm here all week. We'll be keeping things up to date on TV, online, and on social media to get you prepared for this big travel week as well as the possibility of severe weather. Hope you have a great Monday, and I'll see you today starting at 4 on News Channel 36.